Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Language Skills Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're going to be tackling one of the most important areas for earning top marks, using vocabulary and sentence structures. Whether you're analyzing a text in paper one or crafting your own masterpiece in paper two, how you understand and use sentences is critical. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what the examiners are looking for, how to avoid common pitfalls, and give you the tools to write with confidence and precision. Ready? Let's get started. So, what do we mean by sentence structures?
It's not just about full stops and capital letters, it's about control. OCR assesses this in two key ways. First, under AO2 for reading, you get marks for analyzing how a writer uses sentence forms for effect. Second, under AO6 for writing, you're rewarded for using them skillfully yourself. Let's start with the four basic types you need to know. First, the simple sentence. It has one main idea, one independent clause, the rain fell. It's direct and punchy. Next, the compound sentence. This is two simple sentences, two independent clauses, joined by a conjunction like and, but, or so. The rain fell and the wind howled. It links two equal ideas. Third, the complex sentence. This is where the real magic happens. It contains one independent clause and at least one subordinate clause. A subordinate clause can't stand on its own. For example, as the rain fell, the wind howled. The phrase, as the rain fell, depends on the main clause. This allows you to show sophisticated relationships between ideas.
Finally, the minor sentence. This is a grammatically incomplete sentence used for deliberate effect. Silence. Too late. It's a powerful tool for creating tension or a dramatic staccato pace. In the exam, you can't just feature spot. It is not enough to say the writer uses a short sentence that gets you minimal credit. To get into the higher mark bands, you must explain the effect. For example, the writer uses a short, simple sentence, he stopped, to create a sudden, jarring halt in the narrative, mirroring the character's abrupt action and creating tension for the reader. See the difference? You've linked the technique to its function. When you're writing, variety is everything. An examiner does not want to read a paragraph where every sentence starts with he or the. This is where you can really show off your AO6 skills. Try starting with a subordinate clause. We call this front-loading. Instead of, the boy ran home because he was scared, try, because he was scared, the boy ran home. It shifts the emphasis onto the reason for his fear. And let's talk vocabulary. Ambitious vocabulary doesn't mean using the longest word you can find. It means using the right word. Precision is key. Instead of, the man was sad, which is vague, try the man was crestfallen or the man was melancholic. Each word carries a different shade of meaning. That's what examiners credit for AO6. Now for some quickfire exam tips and common mistakes. A huge pitfall is the comma splice. This is where you join two independent clauses with a comma. For example, the dog barked. It was loud. That's incorrect. You need a semicolon, a colon, or a conjunction like and. The dog barked. It was loud. That's a level 3 skill right there. A great tip for your writing is to plan a sentence menu before you start. Aim to include one of each type. A simple, a compound, a complex, and a minor sentence. It forces you to vary your style. Another common mistake is confusing a complex sentence with a long, rambling one.
A long sentence isn't impressive if it's not grammatically controlled. A complex sentence has clear subordination. A rambling sentence is just confusing. Proofread your work. Read it aloud to hear the rhythm. If you run out of breath, your sentence is probably too long. For AO2 analysis, always link sentence length to pace. Short, staccato sentences often speed things up and build tension. Long, cumulative sentences slow the pace down, often for reflection or description. Make that link explicit to gain marks. Okay, time for a quickfire recall quiz. No cheating. Cover your notes. 1. What are the four sentence types we discussed? Pause. Simple, compound, complex, and minor. 2. What is the error in this sentence? She was tired. She went to bed. Pause. It's a comma splice. Well done if you got that. 3. What is the examiner-friendly term for starting a sentence with a subordinate clause? Pause. Front-loading. Excellent. 4. To get top marks for analysis, you must explain the what. Pause. The effect on the reader. Fantastic. And that brings us to the end of our 10-minute masterclass. To summarize, sentence structure is about control and effect.
For reading, analyze why the writer chose that sentence type. For writing, use a variety of structures to create a sophisticated and engaging style. Avoid comma splices, proofread your work, and use vocabulary with precision. You're not just writing sentences, you're crafting a response. Thanks for listening to the GCSE English Language Skills Podcast. Keep practicing, and I'll see you next time.